Right here. So the area in yellow is the ESL site to be removed, and then the yellow line area is the site to be restored as part of a conservation easement. The, I just want to let you know, the underlying land use designation here is Activity Center. That was brought to you last year. You made a recommendation of approval to change that area to Activity Center. This was a primarily office-oriented and business-oriented area before that amendment, and now it has a residential component. So that's what's happening in the underlying land use here. Just want to go through, just hang on one second, a couple of notes for this. So as part of the process that we're going through, the application is made to the Planning Council, and then we submit that application to the other, the county review agencies. Jennifer Rado, who is just here, her agency and sub-agencies take the opportunity to look at this. What we're talking about when we're talking about this conflictive process is while they're asked to comment on the removal or modification of this ESL map, they are also the agency that's taking in the application for licensing and permitting. So there are statutory and code requirements that they're required to follow, and then also they're being asked to comment on this part of the planning process. So that's already in process, and now this is kind of coming up behind it in many of these cases. So Planning Council staff, based on your discussion at the May meeting, so we talked to Andy about how we could kind of formulate the recommendation here as not objecting to it, understanding that we do need a resequencing of this to mimic the wetlands process, which how that is managed is through the licensing and permitting process. And then that map and that data is updated to us by the county staff every other year. Mm. That's adopted into the plan, and that states why it came off a map or site goes on the map. So it would be managed that way. And that makes just more sense, I think, from a planning perspective. So as I said, staff does not have an objection to this, and the county planning staff, or I'm sorry, the county environmental staff is in support of this resequencing text amendment to align these two topics. With that, the applicant is here. We have several speakers signed in for questions only. So I'm not sure if you want the applicant to come forward.
If it's for questions only, that's one thing. If they want to make a presentation, they're welcome to come forward now.
I'm sorry.
Ms. Hall, would you like to make say brief words before we start, or just for questions?
She has some slides.
I have slides, but honestly, there are 36 of them.
We don't want 36 slides. I'm speaking on behalf of this group.
It would be best to address Dr. Zeman's concerns. I will just say two things briefly, two slides. Okay, I don't know how to use
the arrow, the green arrow, the green arrow.
Okay, the four reasons why this site should be removed are, one, it no longer meets the criteria as an LAPC. And the reason it doesn't was originally it was suspected the site would be self-sustaining. There is no requirement to maintain the site by the property owner. The only requirement that existed was that no structures be built on it. It's turned out that the site is not self-sustaining. It does not have adequate hydrology to maintain the native vegetation, and it is not continuing to propagate the native vegetation. That is only part of the LAPC criteria, but that is the essential one. So as a result, today it is 71% exotic vegetation. The second one is that we did this right. We went to the agencies to seek a permit to find out what would be required to develop the site. And they've issued an environmental resource permit that required two things: to mitigate the property off-site in the Pembroke Pines Mitigation Bank, for which we paid more than $1 million, and to preserve an on-site 1.6-acre site, which we've done. After we concluded the permit, we went through a process with the city to get their recommendation of approval. They've reviewed the information you've reviewed, and they said, we would like some more things done in the city. And they've asked for two things. They've asked that when the site is developed in the city, that it contains native vegetation, which at maturity will equal 86,000 square feet of native canopy. And they've asked us to fund along the south side of the C-14 canal, a greenway path to be able to utilize that canal bank. And lastly, today, it's not contributing anything to anyone. It's not a park-like setting for the office park. It's valued at $27,600 by the property appraiser. So it's not returning anything to the city. We are going to develop it with residential use to include 63 affordable units. So as a matter, removing this LAPC makes all the sense in the world. To leave it wouldn't do anything but let it continue to deteriorate. So
thank you.
And there's one more slide, which is like 33. I see, I'm going through quickly. This is 2.5 years of working on this site. I just want you to look at that, because we spent a lot of time with the county talking about drainage, and you can see that the development of the site will have sufficient lakes and the native area to deal with the drainage, and the permit we got also included a permit for drainage. That's it.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Dr. Zeman.
Thanks so much, Chair. So a couple of points I want to make for the consumption of anybody that's interested. One, what we talked about at the May meeting needs to happen quickly. We've got to figure out a process whereby review by this council and approval by those that we serve can be fully informed. And we just don't have that right now, and that's disappointing. The second is, you know, the presenter and people who have stared at this agree that this meets the minimum standards in Broward County for building 70 units per acre on this land, former LAPC. And I'm just calling into questions for my colleagues whether or not those minimum standards are okay. When I look at this development and I think about my charge of doing what's right for Broward County, those things do not add up. 15% set aside for affordable housing, 70 units per acre. The failure to hold private owners responsible for contributing to resiliency, that's all hallmarks of this development. And I don't think that's good enough. And I don't think that's what Broward County wants. And so we can fix the process. That's not a problem. I have no issue with council or with the developer or with people doing things that they're allowed to do according to the current rules. But I think the rules are wrong. And it's laughable to me that we have Dr. Hirado come here and talk about resiliency, and then we have rules that allow developers to come in and put 70 units per acre that allow them to not maintain environmentally sensitive land, and for us not to figure out the right economic incentives to do that in a way that really contributes to the overall well-being of Broward County. So I couldn't watch this go through without making those points. I'm very, very sensitive about the ecosystem. I'm very sensitive about resiliency. I care deeply about the animals that are on that property. I care about the neighbors that enjoy the fresh air that comes from that. And I think right now we do not have a system in place in Broward County that serves the well-being of the residents of Broward County. And I hope that we take the courageous steps to do that in the future. You know, this is an example where, you know, we are meeting minimum standards. And I wish that the folks involved in this had decided to do better than minimum. I wish the city of Fort Lauderdale had decided to be more exacting in terms of what they might have negotiated for. I have no objection to this moving forward under the current rules, but I will continue to object every time I see a project that I look at. And when I add up the need for housing in Broward County, which is intense, but then I think about what does good development look like? Where would it be? What would it look like? This isn't what pops in my head. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Zeman. Mayor Ryan?
Thank you. Thank you to my colleague, Dr. Zeman, for his comments, which I share. I'll start first with a comment, and then maybe there'll be some questions. I'm a little confused here because from my review of the backup, Broward County Environmental Permitting Division issued a permit allowing this to be removed from the LAPC. And then it appears as if they're objecting. Is the Environmental Permitting Division folks there? Oh, take that picture down. That's hideous. There to answer questions?
Is anyone here from environmental?
No one is here from the county staff.
That's actually, Mayor, you got to the crux of the issue that we were talking about. That's exactly the issue. Ms. Boyd, did you want to comment on anything there?
That is exactly the issue. That's why we asked to expedite that text, to pull it out of Broward Next, to be able to, because we don't want to wait for Broward Next to go through at this point, to be able to resequence these events and have a proper chain of events that applicants are aware of and are able to go through the process.
That's not really my point. My point is they granted the permit. And now we're being asked to pass on this, and they're saying, no, we oppose this. I'm either misunderstanding the standards for granting the permit, or misunderstanding what the current position is from environmental.
So it's Barbara again.
Hold on 1 second, Mayor. Ms. Blake Boyd.
Yes, there is certainly that conflict that exists in the process, that they are required, they're statutorily required, I believe, by the state as well as the county's code to accept these permit applications. And then as part of this ESL designation, they are a commenting agency. So they have their standards that they follow in the code that, you know, it's a checklist, this is the mitigation, this is what it is. And then on the land use side, there is not that criteria. And so perhaps they don't support the application. So it is certainly a conflict that the people taking in, the agencies taking in the application are commenting on a separate process for that.
Okay. Mayor Ryan.
I understand that. But the point is that there was a tremendous amount of back and forth between the applicant and EPD that went on for a very long time with a lot of back and forth and a lot of issues. And then the work with Fort Lauderdale, and then it gets to us and it's dumped on us and they say we're opposed to it. So I understand that there's maybe a conflict in standards, but they're not even here to stand up and say no, why we are opposed to it. And it creates a conundrum for those of us, like my good friend Dr. Zeman, who are environmentally sensitive and are faced with this, which we think is a very important comment. It's not just somebody saying, you know, in a general sense that is non-specific. This is a group that we rely on. So I just am frustrated by that. They didn't show up here. I'm going to oppose this because I don't like that we've been put in this position to go ahead and approve the removal of LAPC when they're opposed to it, and yet the permitting was granted. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mayor Ryan. Further comments?
Just one more question, Dr. Chair, if I could. Why isn't the environmental team here to comment on this application today?
I could not possibly answer that, but does anyone have that answer? I don't know, Dr. Zeman, I apologize.
They may not have anticipated the question.
Yeah, they.
Oh, yes, they did.
Did they?
Oh, yes, they did. I want someone to answer the question. Why aren't they here?
Well, you're welcome to take a stab at it.
Yeah. Who wants to answer the question?
No, me and my big mouth.
I've got you.
I understand the points you're making, both of you gentlemen, but I also see it from a different point of view. Should the applicant and the community have to suffer consequences of whatever processes that may have some issues be before us, right? Our job is not to necessarily fix the other people's process for it. If the applicant and the community have done all that they've needed to do under what is before them. We can't ask them to continually wait for whatever rules and regulations get fixed. So it's before us to determine if it's complied or not, if it works or not with what's before us. And so I can't answer the other question. I'm just giving you my feeling.
And I exceed your point. And that's what that was my whole talk, which is that we have no evidence that this doesn't exceed our minimum standards, right? And when you talk about community, are you talking about the developer or are you talking about Broward County? Because for Broward County, this does not pass a whole bunch of community standards, okay? What I'm frustrated with is the people who wrote in our staff package that they object to the release of the ESL are not here to explain why they're that way as staff members, and at the same time they approve the mitigation. And if they're not here, how are we supposed to make informed decisions? And I think, you know, I'll answer my own question, Chair. They're not here with intent, and I don't like that. I don't like being put in a position where people are instructed not to be here who are professional experts on something, and then we're asked to do something quickly in the interest of increasing housing supply, which I'm 1,000% in favor of. And I don't want to prevent something that's inevitable from happening. But at the same time, you know, the process is important. And why aren't the experts who are supposed to inform this council present today?
Supposition.
Yeah. Sure. Before you, Mayor Raley, you had your hand. Thank you, Dr. Zeman. Mayor Raley?
Thank you.
No, Ms. Blake-Boy, I'm sorry. Okay. Mayor Raley, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I understand your position, Doctor, and I concur that going forward, we do have to revamp our standards, our policies. But at the same time, it seems that the applicant has done everything asked of them moving forward. They've invested time and money and have gone through every step necessary to comply. And that we have to take into consideration as well. That area has not been self-sustaining. It contributes nothing to the area. They have mitigated another area very close to that for drainage. And I think housing is very important in that area. And those are my feelings.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Mayor Raley. Commissioner Fisher, I hope you're feeling better today, sir.
Hey, I'm doing a little bit better. So thank you for letting me be on Zoom today. And I do want to echo both Mayor's comments, Mayor Gomez and Mayor Raley, because that's exactly what we're here today. They met the standards. They spent the money. They've done that. That corridor is becoming more affordable housing as it goes forward. And they're not here on purpose. They're here to, and they've done what they've been asked to do. And in spite of what the county needs to do in the future, this is an item that they met all the criteria and we need to move it forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Further discussion? Mayor Hardin.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to touch briefly on the comments about staff not being here. I think in reviewing the backup, I saw there's adequate explanation of staff's position. It is confusing, of course, that there is, on the one hand, there's basically they're taking mitigation money and this kind of stuff. And then on the other hand, they're criticizing the attempt that is being made here. But Ms. Blake-Boy, she explained the situation. Staff is doing what staff is supposed to do. Staff has got a conundrum here. And it needs to be solved, which we are in the process of doing. But they don't need to be. I mean, they explain themselves in the backup. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Horwath.
I want to make a Jennings disclosure. I did meet with the applicant because I was concerned about the removal of this ESL. In actual sitting down and really looking at this, I had fewer concerns than I did about our previous application for the removal of ESL. But I think all of the comments that you made about the process changing and being improved are well taken, and I just want to make that statement on the record.
Thank you, Councilmember Horwath. Any further discussion? Mayor Raley.
no discussion, but I do have to have make a disclosure that I as well met with the applicant.
Okay. We're good. I think the applicant has reached out to most of us. I did not speak with her. I think they reached out to her to. It's not quasi-judicial, so we're good. Well, pardon me?
It's not a quasi-judicial hearing.
I'm in council mode from last night. Sorry.
I got nothing. I can't see my screen. That's what. I can't see my screen. So. Somebody else has their hand up?
Yeah, there's two.
Okay. So I can't see the screen. So I'm relying on you to tell me. So it's Mayor.
Well, I'll try to look better. It's just like all the way stuck by the edge of the.
Since I moved over here, I have no screen in front of me. But Mayor.
I'll be better.
Is that Mayor Ryan had their hand up? Mayor Ryan, did you? Commissioner Newbold, you can go first, please.
Good morning. I just wanted to disclose that I had communications with the applicant as well.
I think we all have. I think that's okay. We're not quasi-judicial, so we are okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, Mayor Ryan.
Yes, thank you. I want to be, you know, a little more precise about this. It's not as if EPD had a passing objection to this after permitting the mitigation. The report is very substantial in its grounds for opposition. Proximity to other resources, the cumulative impact of overall wetland resources, on and on. And so I understand this conflict, but they approved the mitigation. And they approved the process and it went through Fort Lauderdale. And then we get this, no, we actually don't agree with any of this. So I'm frustrated by it. I don't think it's pure process. You may be right, but they're not here to help us put it in context because like the comments of my colleagues, Mayor Gomez and others, there's substantial basis in here to understand why the applicant is proceeding forward and why perhaps this is not piece of land that should stay in LABC. And of course they went and paid for the mitigation. So I am frustrated that this is the process and I would expect, and I want to echo my colleague, Dr. Zeman, I would expect that EPD show up and each time they're going to tell us that they're opposed to this because it's going to damage the environment, that they put it in the context of why they approved the permitting and what position we're being put in and how they feel restricted and whether their opposition is sincere and real or whether it's perfunctory. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Ryan. We'll make that request in the future. Thank you. Any further discussion on this item? We have a motion. We do not have a motion yet.
I'd move it.
Move it. You gonna move it?
Sure.
Mayor Hardin moved PH4, second by Mayor Michelle Gomez. Further discussion on this item? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
No.
Okay, two opposed. Motion passes. Okay, PH4 is passed. Thank you all very much for the robust discussion. I appreciate it. Always collegial, always done the right way. Thank you. One thing before I turn it back over to Ms. Blake Boyd. The bagel fund is getting really, really low here. I feel like I'm at a homeowners association or something, but this is, it's been a while. I know we've all been doing our part when we can. Throw a couple bucks in there before you leave today. So that's the one thing.
Mr. Chair.
Mayor Ryan.
Can I sell it to you? Is that okay?
You can
sell me. I accept sell, Venmo, Cash App.
Barbara has it all. She'll take it all. Venmo, Zell, whatever you need. All right. With that, back to you, Ms. Blake Boyd. Anything else?
No other business. Thank you. So we'll see you in October and we'll see the steering committee before that date, but we'll work that out.
Excellent, robust discussion. With that is a motion for adjournment.